Earnestly, tenderly, Good morning. We're so thankful for this day, and we're glad that we can join together today on this podcast, for it gives us an opportunity to worship together. The sermon today will be, God loves us and seeks us no matter what. It's based on selections from Isaiah 43 and from Luke 15. We receive strength from being able to worship together remotely. Encourage everyone to be safe and to practice social distancing as we do our part in trying to contain the coronavirus. Continue connecting with each other, whether it's by phone, emails, or social media. Continue to pray and to pray for each other. Dig deep into the Lent and Easter readings. Remember who you've committed to pray for during this time. And also ask God to help you with that area in your life that you identified earlier that you wanted to work on and that you know that needs improvement. We're committed to recording the podcast throughout the month of April and beyond as necessary. Phil will be bringing the message for Palm Sunday, and we will provide a podcast for a combined Maundy-Thursday Good Friday service. We will also plan for a virtual communion service, so be getting your communion elements ready, for there's no reason why we cannot observe the Lord's Supper virtually. This could be a very powerful, powerful experience for all of us, particularly at this time. For Easter, we are also planning to provide podcasts for the sunrise and the main Easter message. So we will continue to provide these opportunities that we can worship together, particularly during this season of Easter. Also, let me remind you, if you have prayer requests, please email them to Phil or to me, or give us a call so that we can let all of you know who we need to add to our prayer list, because prayer is such an important part of what we do. Let me also remind you that you can continue to make contributions to the church, either through PayPal or through mailing. The mailing address, of course, is Berea Baptist Church, P.O. Box 110343, Durham, North Carolina, 27709. We do have some birthdays this week. In fact, three persons share April 1st as their birthday. So may we wish happy birthday to Dewey Reams, Jessica Matthews, and Juanita Vickers, all of them sharing a birthday on April 1st. Also, I would like to share with you a note that was received from Juanita this past week, and would like to share it with you. She says, "Dear church family, may God continue to bless you. You have been a blessing. Aubrey, Richard, Lorraine, and myself, thank you for your thoughts and prayers. Aubrey continues to heal, and we hope he will be able to get his prosthetics. Love in Christ's name, Juanita." And so we continue to remember each of them in prayer. And we're so thankful that we could share this note. Also would like for you to remember in prayer the following persons: Ann Williams, Aubrey Vickers, Juanita Vickers, Laurie and Mike Gentry, also Laurie's mother, William Small, Linda Fogelman, Sherry Alloway, Brandon Hudson, James Smith, Miles Compton, and all of the Berea congregation. We need to be praying for each other. So may we go go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we have learned the importance right now of taking each day one day at a time. And so we pray for the courage and the strength and the wisdom to be able to take each day as it comes. We will not worry about the future, and we will not borrow troubles from the future. For each day is a gift, and we will live it fully. Help us to appreciate the things that are so important to us. And dear Lord, for each person that has been mentioned in the prayer list, we lift them up to you. And we ask for your interceding in their lives. Dear Lord, we know that we are blessed and we are thankful for those blessings. We know that we have your favor, for we are children of God. So, dear God, give us that strength to move forward in everything that we do, especially as we work through this time of the pandemic and the economic crises that we face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bible does tell us that Jesus loves us, and throughout the Old and the New Testament we are reminded that God's love continues, and that it was there then, it is here now, and it will be here tomorrow. Dear Lord, we ask that you take these gifts and these offerings and use them to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, even though we're meeting virtually, it is so refreshing to still be able to hear the chatter of our children. And we're so thankful that we have been able to record that and to use it again, because it reminds us of life, the beauty of life, and our children are so dear to us. So we're thankful that we can continue to hear their voices and to picture very vividly what it's like to be in their presence. This time I would like to invite all the children to please join with the podcast for the children's story. And of course, this applies to children of all ages, from one to whatever. Today, let's talk a little bit about how God watches over each one of you. Each one of you is very special. You're very special to your parents, to your grandparents, to those who know you and care about you. And you're also very, very special to God. God watches over us. And I want to help us kind of think about that a little bit. Do you like to go to a playground? I always enjoyed playgrounds. You may have one in your neighborhood. You've probably played on the playground here at Berea. What are some of your favorite things to do at the playground? Do you like the swings, the sliding boards? Do you like to climb up the ladders? Do you like the little, sometimes you have dirt diggers. Do you like that, to play in the dirt? It can be a lot of fun. Or getting on the seesaw. I know each one of you probably has a favorite part of the playground. But also know that when you go to the playground, often your parents, your grandparents, or a teacher will go with you. Why do you think they do this? Well, it's a couple of reasons, good reasons. They don't want you to get hurt. You know, it's easy to fall down. It's easy for your foot to slip. So it's easy to get hurt. And if you have a boo-boo, they can take care of it. They also don't want you to wander off too far or to get lost. Some of us like to explore a lot, and we like to do it by ourselves. But they are there so that they can watch over you, because they love you. So let me share with you a story that Jesus talked about a shepherd and some sheep. Jesus told a story about a lost sheep. He said to imagine yourself as a shepherd taking care of 100 sheep. Not one, not two, not even three or four or 10. Because that can sound like a lot right there. But he's talking about 100 sheep. 99 of those sheep were happy eating in the field. They were having a great time. They were having a picnic out in the field. But one sheep wanders off. So the shepherd said, I'll search for that one lost sheep. When he found the sheep, he would be really, really happy. You would carry the sheep over your shoulders and bring it back home. The important point here with this story is this. The shepherd looks after the sheep. Your parents, or your parent, or your grandparents, your teachers, your caregivers, they look after you because you are like sheep to them. And Jesus looks after you because he loves you. We know that, and you know that, because you know the song, Jesus Loves Me. So remember, Jesus watches over you and cares about you deeply. Parents and caregivers, please share Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 7 with your children this week. And if possible, share it with them in a translation that will be very easy for them to understand. Reassure your children that you love them, that you will do your best to protect them, and that God also loves them and protects them. Also, please go to the Berea Baptist Church website. Go to the preschool link or tab, and you will find a picture that we've uploaded with a shepherd and the sheep. This will give your children an opportunity to have some fun with this and an opportunity for you to share this story about God's love and God's protection. We'll see you again next Sunday. Today, I'd like to share with you the Old Testament and the New Testament readings for our sermon. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 3a. We'll just look at the first part of that third verse. This scripture passage reminds us of who God really is. And as we get into this passage, notice how God is with us as we go through things. So when you think of this coronavirus, when you think of having to be confined, when you think of the economic crises and the concerns that we have, remember, God is with you and will give you the strength to go through it. So let's take a look at what Isaiah has to say to us. Chapter 43, verses 1 through 3a. Now this is what the Lord says. The one who created you, Jacob, and the one who formed you, Israel, do not fear. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. God cares enough for us and about us. He knows our name and He calls us by our name. And notice this promise. I will be with you when you pass through the waters. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. I suspect there have been plenty of times in these last 2 weeks that you felt overwhelmed. You may be experiencing it right now. May these words about God and who God is strengthen you and help you not to be so overwhelmed. You will not be scorched when you walk through the fire, and the flame will not burn you. With God, we can walk through fire. And here is the reminder of who God is. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and your Savior. God, our Lord and our Savior. These are important words to strengthen us right now, where we are and what we're facing. We also find some very encouraging words from Jesus in chapter 15 of Luke. The first seven verses contain a parable about lost sheep. We just had a children's story that's grounded in this passage. Notice the first part of the passage because Jesus is setting it up for his audience. And then note what he tries to communicate in the parable that follows. So please join me, Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. All the tax collectors and sinners were approaching to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. And what he's really doing is telling them a parable about themselves. What person among you who has 100 sheep and loses one of them does not leave the 99 in the open field and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he has found it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders, and coming home, he calls his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. May God bless the reading of his holy scriptures. Amen.
Pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
Rejected and alone, like a rose.
Such a beautiful medley of Easter music as we prepare for our season of Easter and anticipate the events of Holy Week. We are reminded that Jesus is that Lamb, that sacrificial, atoning Lamb. May we willingly behold Him and embrace Him. Remember that His name is above all names, above all things. We will celebrate that on Easter as we take a deep look into the Philippians hymn. And remember that cross that He bore for each one of us, and that cross that He also asked us to carry daily. You know, in crises like the current pandemic and the economic events, these crises remind us of what is really important in life. We quickly learn the differences between our basic needs and our wants. We are reminded of how much in life we take for granted. If you don't believe it, let me ask you one question. How is the stay-at-home order working for you? Are you liking it? You know, it doesn't matter whether we like it or not. It's important that we abide, because we do want to contain the spreading of this disease. And so we pull together and we work together. But it reminds us of the things that we take for granted, that ability just to go out and do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it. Let me also ask you an important question. How are you dealing with your isolations, your isolation experiences, worry, and fear? Let's admit that we do have some worries. And we do have some fears. But do not forget the Great Shepherd. Do not forget that God has our back, that He walks through it with us, that Jesus is like that shepherd who seeks us out. Susie Orman, in her new book on retirement, reminds persons that ultimately it's not what you have done or your job that really matters. What really matters is who you are. In times like this, times like what we're going through right now, people get to experience us as we really are. What is our character? Are we kind, understanding, and gracious? As Rick Warren reminds us, you know, life, it's not about you. It's not about me. Jesus reminds us that life is ultimately about loving others and serving others. Who do we need to seek out and find? This relates to our Old Testament and New Testament scriptures for today. With all the restrictions in place, are we spending more quality time with our families and our homes and through FaceTime, calls, emails, and other social media venues? There are still avenues whereby we can connect, so that we may not feel so isolated. Crises remind us that God's love and protection is continuous. Jesus is the boat with us. He's in that boat with us as we weather our storms of daily life. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our God. While we may be physically alone, remember, we are never totally alone. We are protected by God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So now let's take a deeper look into our two scriptures for today, for both spiritual as well as practical nourishment. I'd like to label Isaiah 43, 1 through 3a, as God is our Savior and Redeemer. We do not need to live in fear. God has created us and He has redeemed us. The Israelites could remember deliverance from Egypt and then also from Babylon. This passage also tells us that God knows us personally and calls us by our name. Let me share with you a story. This is a true story. It was written by a woman, or told by a woman that was aging. And you know, as we get older, a lot of the people that were so much a part of our lives are no longer with us. But we remember them. We can see them. And we can hear their voices. As we get older, we sometimes desire just to hear someone call our name. Not Mr. Somebody or Miss Somebody. Not some formal title. The woman telling this story, her name was Minnie. What really meant so much to her and the thing she longed for the most was to hear someone call her, not Miss So-and-so, but Minnie. Because it was those people that were so dear to her and so precious to her, had those special names. She just longed to hear it. We know about that. Many of us know it very, very well. And here is the comfort. God knows your name. God knows who you are. You are so precious to Him. Give yourself time to hear God gently calling your name because He cares for you. God is always with us. Remember the story of footprints. God is with us when we pass through the deep waters and the fire. The key word here is through. With that word, we're reminded of those instances in the Scripture where we encounter the phrase, but God. I may be facing this pandemic, but God is with me. I may be facing some financial concerns, but God will strengthen me. I may have difficulty with this isolation and staying put, but God is with me and will comfort me and remind me that life goes on. But God through it all. We may be concerned, but we don't have to be overwhelmed. This is when we make deeper commitments to prayer, Bible study, and living a godly life. In the closing part of that third verse, God gives us two promises. He is our Lord, and He is our Savior. Lord and Savior. Now, turning to the parable of the lost sheep. You know, the 15th chapter actually contains three parables. The first seven verses, we encounter the parable of the lost sheep. In verses 8 through 10, you have the parable of the lost coin. Excuse me. And then in verses 11 through 32, you have the lost son, the prodigal son. Oftentimes when we're studying Luke 15, we focus on the prodigal son. But today I wanted to focus on the lost sheep. Now when we look at all three of those parables, though, that we find that the structure of them is essentially the same. There are three parts. There is someone or something that is lost. There's also something or someone that is found and restored. Not just found, but also restored. And then there is celebration and rejoicing. One of the things that we may not do enough of is celebrating and rejoicing the victories that we have in our lives. The focus of Luke 15 is also on God's concern for sinners and the importance of repentance. I want to teach you a Greek word this morning. It's called metanoia. Metanoia literally means to turn around, to do a 180, to make a U-turn. When we are found by God, when we truly get what Jesus Christ has done for us and the price that He paid, that we may experience that living water, it's often reflected in a life that completely turns around. Sometimes that process is instantaneous. Sometimes that process takes a lifetime. But God is with us through all of it. With the parable of the lost sheep, let's focus on those first two verses for a moment. It begins with a concern that the Pharisees, who were the religious leaders, and the scribes, who would have been legal experts, had with Jesus' associating with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus was most concerned, however, about a person's relationship with God and with restoring that relationship. Jesus didn't compromise His words to fit in with the cultural correctness of the day. But, here's that but again, He did understand sinners and their needs and the importance of their restoration with God. Those that we are called to share the gospel with. May we understand who they are and meet them where they are and share the good news of God's love, mercy, and grace. That God is their Lord and Savior. That God has their back. that God will walk them through the fires that they are going through. He is their shepherd in time of need. For Jesus came for the lost, not those who were healthy. He came to announce the kingdom of God is at hand. There's a big feast at God's banquet table, and all have been invited. The problem is that the Pharisees did not realize that they were lost as well. So Jesus shares this parable with them, hoping they will get the point of the story. Shepherds know that sheep have a tendency to wander off, to get lost. According to tradition, shepherds had to pay for a lost sheep unless they could prove that the sheep had been killed by a predator. You see, they had a vested interest in finding those lost sheep. They were valuable to them. We're reminded in this that God loves His creation, yet sin can separate us from God. Jesus understood that His death would be an atonement for our sins. Thus, all who were separated from God were important to Him. This parable illustrates that this included the tax collectors, the sinners, the Pharisees, and the scribes. Jesus, the Messiah, offers life and living water to all those who are separated from God. Each person is important. That is why there is so much rejoicing over the one lost sheep. You see, our redemption has been paid at a great price, and we are important to God. This is why it is important that we share the gospel, and that we share it in a way that persons can experience God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy. So how do we apply the lessons that are contained in these two scriptures? We share the good news and we demonstrate God's love, especially in this time of pandemic and economic crisis. So let me give you two things that we can do in the current situation in which we find ourselves. First, know that you are equipped to face the current crisis and that you can help others to be so equipped as well. We do not have to wander around like lost sheep. God cares about us and rejoices in our restoration. David Jeremiah, in a recent book, reminds us that we are all overcomers. Now is an especially important time to remember this. So take these following points at heart of how we are overcomers in this current crisis. First, God gives us that perfect peace whereby we can overcome anxiety. Meditate this coming week on Philippians 4, 6 through 7. God provides that peace which passes all understanding. Keep your mind and hearts centered on Jesus. This is the part of that good news and gospel that we share. Many people today desire this kind of peace, that peace which passes all understanding, particularly when we're worried and confused and isolated. May we have that perfect peace. And may we share it with others and let persons know that they can have that peace as well. If we do not overreact and take time to seek God's wisdom, we're reminded that we can overcome our confusion. Again this week, take a look at James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Ask God for wisdom, but don't stop there. That's only part of it. That's a glass half full. Don't just ask for wisdom. It's important that you trust God enough to know that He will provide it. So ask for wisdom and trust in the provision. The best way to overcome our fears is to have faith. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 23, Jesus reminds us that if we unconditionally place our faith in God, the obstacles and the mountains in our life can be moved. But it's that unconditional faith. You can't go back and second guess and doubt and worry. It's that trust, which is also connected to faith. Finally, when we are, whatever we're facing, lay it in prayer before God's throne of grace. We took a long time studying about the throne of grace and the power of prayer as a congregation, and we know that it's important. So go back and take another look at Hebrews chapter 4. Verses 14 through 16. They remind us that if we pray boldly, God will provide our needs, our need for grace and mercy right now. And as you pray, remember, persistence matters. Don't ask once. Don't ask twice. It's like the sheep. If you need to ask 100 times, ask 100 times. Prayer is part of our daily life. We live lives grounded in prayer. Second thing that I'd like to remind you is to remember that God walks with us when we walk through fire, or now in our current situation of pandemic and economic challenges. I want to conclude the sermon today with some lyrics to a song that was performed by Ernie Haas and Signature Sound and written by one of the members of the group. The title of the song is Walking Through Fire. Please find encouragement and strength as you listen to these lyrics. And if they inspire you, go to YouTube and check out the song. Walking Through Fire. The lyrics are as follows. Let me introduce you to Jesus. He longs to be your Savior and Lord. He'll be your King. He'll be your friend. Whatever you expect, He'll be more. He's the shout that calls the dead to life again. He's the bread that multiplies to meet your need. He's the midnight calm in the lion's den. And the shepherd who goes searching for the sheep. He's the hand that reaches out to rescue you when the waves are growing higher. And He's the person who's always there beside you when you're walking through fire. Every life will have its share of trouble. But oh, that's when you find Him so close. And if you fall, He will carry you. He's the victory cry that causes walls to fall. He's the song that rises from a prison cell. He's the love and grace that would bear your cross, and the story of redemption that you tell. Every time you offer up a desperate prayer, He will be your heart's desire. He's the person who's always there beside you when you're walking through fire. Let this be an invitation to you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right where you are. And if you make that decision today, we all rejoice with you. That's the most important decision you will ever make in your life. We also welcome you to check out Berea Baptist Church. And when we are able to meet again, to please join us, and please continue to join us on these podcasts. But more importantly, whether it's with us or someone else, connect with a local congregation and be a part of their ministry of sharing the gospel, good news to us all. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. As we close the podcast today, remember that Jesus is your shepherd. He will find you and take care of you. God knows your name. He will walk through your fires with you because He is our Lord and Savior. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen.